Blog Talk Radio.
My soul.
Oh, God bless you on this Thursday morning. Amen. It ain't nothing wrong with go ahead and give God some praise. Amen. Every now and then, my God, many of us, when you think, my God, of what God done, how far he done brought you, my God, how he done kept you, you can't do nothing but cut a step. Y'all hear me? You can't do nothing but give him glory. And sometimes, my God, in the midst of your wilderness, in the midst of your circumstances, my God, you got to prophesy. You got to allow your praise to do some prophesizing for you. You hear me? Sometimes you just can't find a prophet. You just can't go to another prophetic revival. Sometimes you need your revival right there in your living room, right there in your house. Some of you probably need it right there on your job. And every now and then you got to cut a step. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it is, amen, you just give joy when you think about what God done for you. Is it in a soldier this morning, my God? Just go ahead and give God his praise. And I got to give God his praise because he done been so good to me, amen. I got to just give him a praise. I don't know about you, but I just got to look at folks in 2019 and say, y'all just don't know. We already praise God for what he's going to do. We already working on 2020. Y'all about to hear me, amen. We already working on 2020, and I know that many of you right now, you're in your blessed place. You're in the blessed time because we think of the goodness of Jesus and think of the goodness of God and all that he done for us. You can't do nothing but go ahead and cut a step and give God a praise. You can't do nothing but give God a shout of glory. Amen. Because why? He is good and his mercy endure forever and ever. My God Almighty. God bless you all this morning. I just thank God for each and every one of you. It's just so wonderful just to see saints of God that is very serious. I'm talking about they don't talk it. They just don't talk it. Amen. But they will get up and do something about it, about their spiritual life. Amen. You could get a lot of people that talk it. Got a gift of gab, man. The gift of gab. They'll get up in front of you, make you a believer, but behind the scenes, they don't need us to do none of the mechanics, amen, that it takes to stay faithful before the Lord, amen. This one of just getting up, fellowship and commune, and I just thank God when you could do it together. You could do it as a family, do it as a human, amen, just to spend time with God, get some word in you, amen, amen. So I just thank God for each and every one of you that take your spiritual walk and your spiritual journey serious, amen. I'm going to tell you something. You're going somewhere. You are going somewhere. I remember my time as I was coming up, man, they called me a church fanatic. They called me a church junkie. All that kind of stuff. And then the number one thing that they say, and I know many of you don't heard it before, it don't take all that. Amen. They said it don't take all that. Well, I learned, my God, it takes all that and plus more. My God, we haven't even given things about folks like that. You got to run for your, you got to run for your life from them because they just ain't experienced enough. They have not experienced enough because when that trial comes, other words, one that stretch you to the max, stretch you to the limit, ain't nobody going to say it ain't going to take all that. Amen. They want to see you rolling over the floor, kicking down the door, pulling down the walls, pulling down the paint and everything. Amen. So folks like that, they haven't experienced enough. So therefore, you just got them. My God, just take it easy and just say, God bless you. Amen and amen. Because I got to live in God. I got to walk with him. Amen. It's no other way. It's no other way that I found out. Amen. And I just thank God for our partners and listeners, my God. And we just give God our honor, who's the head of our life. And I send a shout out to my wife, First Lady, amen, as well. And ADM family, amen. We thank God for you all. Our very own Pastor Smith, amen. And also his beautiful wife, Pastor Let Barbara Smith, amen. It's a joy and it's a journey, amen. And we just send a special hug to the whole ADM family. We love you. thank God for you guys. Amen. Keep staying in the face of the Lord. Amen. Never come out of his face. When you come out of his face, you are in trouble. Don't get out of his face. Amen. Amen. And I just thank God for our partners and listeners. International Waters, y'all know we love you. My God, here in the United States of America, I said it once, I'm going to say it again. We want you all to become partners. Some of you have been walking with us for a couple of years now, especially up there in Norway, United Kingdom. You've been with us for some years now. We want to come and bring partnership. Amen. We want to come and allow you to come. We want to bring you here to the United States of America, but you could come and minister to our soul as well. Bring peace of your culture and just represent the same God that is everywhere. And I thank God for our brothers and sisters in South America, South Africa. South Africa, that's my brother and sister up there in South Africa. Amen. Amen. I thank God for them. My God Almighty. I thank God for my brother up there in South Africa. We bless you. We bless you, Pastor, up there. Amen. And we just give God the praise for what he is doing. Amen. And we thank God for our brothers and sisters in Europe up there and Germany. It's a blessing. My God Almighty. It's a blessing. France, we thank God for you as well. And we just thank God for all our brothers and sisters in international waters. Amen. And we just give God the glory. And I said this one time before, we got over 300 going on, close in between 300 to 400 downloads per week of these segments and these teachings and these prayers that is going on. It's going on per week. Amen. I'm telling you right now, it's just scratching the surface. Please recommend, my God Almighty, to get other segments and other parts, my God, for it to continue to feed your spirit. Amen. To feed your soul. It's a blessing. Amen. And thank God for our brothers and sisters right here in the United States of America. Amen. It's a blessing to pray with our brothers and sisters right here in our own backyard, California, Nevada, Denver. We thank God for you, my God Almighty, over there on that West Coast side. We give God the glory for you guys as well. Missouri, Michigan, Illinois, my God, South Carolina, North Carolina, we thank God for you all as well. Pennsylvania, Ohio, Connecticut, my God, Michigan, we thank God for you as well. My God Almighty, New York, y'all coming in strong, brothers. My God Almighty, we're going to have to see that Big Apple one day. My God, y'all coming in strong in New York. So we thank God for you all in New York. Amen. We send a special shout out to you guys. Amen. Keep up the good work and keep coming on. Amen. Delaware, we thank God for you as well. Then right here, my God, right here down south, right here, Texas, my God, Florida, we thank God for you. Families and friends over there in Alabama, we thank God for you all as well. It's a blessing. And we all ain't forget you about our friends and family in Louisiana. Amen. You're going to change the culture. You're going to be the one to influence a Louisiana. Amen. And God going to dwell all up in there. Because of who? Because of you. You ain't going to be intimidated by nothing. Amen. God bless you all up there in Louisiana. Amen. I thank God for you all, families and friends. My God, it's been a journey. But my God, but it's wrapping up this year. I understand that this year is not over yet. Amen. God is still working miracles. He's still doing different things, my God, and finish up. But most of you, amen, you pretty much got what God has given. Sometimes God do not give you the manifestation, the tangible thing. Amen. We probably think he ain't answer our prayers. We probably think that we ain't receive our blessing. It might not be the tangible things that you needed. He probably was trying to give you instruction, probably give you discipline, probably give you not only instruction, but structure, amen, for you to begin to position, for you to begin to have, amen. I just don't want to just have from God. I just don't want to have a blessing for God, but I want to keep the blessing, amen. And that's the problem I think can happen with the body of Christ. We are being blessed, but we are not keeping a blessing. We are highly favored, but we're not staying in a favor, amen. It's just time for us to begin to live in a blessing. I have a thing that I say, my God Almighty, I don't only want to be blessed, but I want to stay blessed. Amen. I want to sting into the blessing in the divine will of God. Amen. And I know that many of you could agree, you don't been blessed this year. You don't have your ups and you don't have your downs, your highs and lows. But one thing about it, we got to learn to stay right there. And I know you can. And by you coming on and spending time with him in the morning time, my God Almighty, you are putting things in its proper place for you to begin to stay right there with the Lord. Amen. Amen. I just thank God once again. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get on with this morning time. You go ahead and keep your shout in your step, because greater is coming. Greatness is already in you. It's already going to manifest out of you. And you go ahead and give God, my God Almighty, his praise. Amen. And while you're doing that and you're giving God his praise, we're going to go ahead and bring forth our very own Mother Jackson. God bless you, Mother Jackson, with prayer. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor. First of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life. And I give honor to you, Apostle Temple Spencer. And I give honor to our First Lady of ADM Ministry, Keisha Spencer. I give honor to Pastor Smith, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, each and every one of you that's tuned in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you humbly, we know how, God, bow down to the throne of thanksgiving this morning, God, just thanking you just for another day's journey, God. Thank you, Lord, for this little bullshit, God, breathing down on us, God, breathing life into these vessels once, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We realize, God, somebody didn't wake up this morning, God. Somebody, God, didn't never have another opportunity just to praise you and to thank you, God. So since you're giving us this opportunity, God, we thank you. We glorify your name, God, because you're worthy to be praised, God. We thank you once more, God. We thank you how you kept care of us all last night, God. Didn't let anyone hurt us, God. Didn't let a fire burn come in, God. Didn't let nobody kick in the door, God. In the name of Jesus. So we say thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, thank you, God. We lift up our use once more to you, God. Oh, Lord. We pray, God, that you continue to shield them and protect them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your angels that's chilling around them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up Mother Weaver this morning, God. We lift up Pastor Smith this morning, God. Oh, Lord, shine that up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we lift up a granddaughter this morning, God. We thank you for what you already done, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your healing power, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you've been so merciful and so good to us, God. We can't say enough. We can't even say thank you enough, God. But although, God, through our going and our coming, God, going in and coming out, we thank you, God. Oh, for the victory today, God. We thank you for the victory. We cry our victory cry this morning. In the name of Jesus, Hallelujah, God. We lift up every minister that is this morning, God. Let them stay up on the wall, God. Oh, God, continue to shield and protect them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, fill a fist around them, God. Let them continue to cry out. Cry out your truth like never before, God. Oh, God, God. And that's the teacher said, for God, as we are students, God, let us take heed of our time. Let us have ears to hear. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, keep us obedient and to your word. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this morning, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is, God. In the name of Jesus, I don't know about that, Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I don't know. Sometimes I thank God we just need to take a visit down in the hospital, Moshe, in the intensive care room, God, and just look around, how about Sunday night. And then we'll say, God, we thank you, because we could have been worse off, God. We will realize, God, we have little aches and pains in our body, God. We need to be thanking you for the pains and the aches, God, because somebody today, God, can't even feel about Sunday in our bodies, God. So we say thank you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our family members, God. Oh, God, oh, Moshe, God. We pray and God continue that. Draw them near to you, God. Save, deliver, and set free, God. Oh, God, don't let us stop praying, God. Don't let us stop praying. Let us. in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for our eyesight, God. Our ears are about shot now. We thank you this morning for everything, God. Oh, God, continue to be a mind regulator for us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, just put your hands all over our heads, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, fill us, God, more. Fill us, God, sitting up and down. Fill us, God, to where this blood and over. Fill us, God, that we can think like you think, God. Fill us so much up with the Holy Spirit, God, that we'll want to live right. Right in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Set us aside, God, of us tonight. For my everything is not like you, God. Shine your light down on us, God, this morning, God. Ain't nobody saying that. Oh, God, we realize something this morning, God. Somebody's about to be evicted out of our Sunday night. Oh, God, but we thank you, God, that you have that eviction out of both seats. Be still in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody don't even have food on their tables, God. But we pray this morning, God, that you be that you be food on their table, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, of our side. God, let us begin to rise this morning. Get up our Sunday night. Get out of our bed and begin to shake out, God. Take us, Lord, this morning like never before. Let us know how by Sunday that you are the beginning and the end. Let us realize that you have everything that we need in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, somebody this morning, God, I suggest to lift their hands up. God, say, I thank you in the name of Jesus in spite of all circumstances. God, we thank you this morning, God. Rise up, we need to rise up and realize God is in control today. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up the bang bangers, God. We lift up every child that it is today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you search them, God. Oh, God, send your minister angels for, God. Minister to their spirits, oh, God. When they are all alone, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, turn them around, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, all we use is not correct. Oh, God, but the one that is, Lord, oh, God, will speak down not corrected this morning, God. That we will come forth, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we will begin to call on the name of Jesus. I speak, they will call on the name of Jesus. I speak, they will turn around in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. Let us love our bondservants, God. Let us hold them in our arms. Let them know the book and the book say, we'll be all right in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, shield them and protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. How about that? Somebody ought to begin to just to praise in the mighty name of Jesus. It's not when you get to church on Sunday. You can praise God all the most days, each and every day, every hour, second and a minute. That's how good he has the most is. Oh, hallelujah, this morning. Somebody out of this crowd, by hallelujah, hallelujah, almost Sunday. Hallelujah, this morning, God. We thank you for everything, God. We thank you for the opportunity, God, just to call on your name, God. We thank you, Lord, God, for keeping us, God, when we didn't even know how to keep ourselves, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, God, somebody this morning, is down in the dead, God. Oh, the most shit, oh, but I speak this morning, arise, 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 come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus this morning. Oh, hallelujah, this is the Lord, God. Somebody that is coming to the side need to realize they don't have to live the way they are living, the Lord, my God, oh, begin to take your, separate yourself from the people that you were separated in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, this morning, glory be to God. God, we thank you, Lord. These things we ask you, God, about that now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, this morning.
Amen. Glory. You go ahead and give God some praise. Give him some glory right now. As I, my God, as our very own Deacon Elect Joe getting ready to come on the air, and as he getting ready to come on the air, amen, they doing their switch up in the house. Amen. We're going to thank God right there where he are. God. We're going to give God the praise right there where he's at. Amen. Some of you just go ahead and just think of the goodness of Jesus and all that God done did for you. You go ahead and worship him right there in your living room, in your house, in your car. Amen. You go ahead and worship him because he is awesome. What an awesome God we serve. What a blessed God we serve. And I'm telling you right now, he ain't done with you yet. And many of us, we know we ain't deserve certain things. We know that, my God Almighty, God still kept us, my God, when we don't walked away. Y'all about to hear me. God still provided for us when we didn't want to provide for ourselves. Amen. We want to go and do everything what we want to do with our own finances or with our own source of income, with our own anything. Amen. And God still provided for us. You know you didn't deserve the blessing. Since, my God, you know you didn't, my God, did anything to receive what God done bless you, amen, other than what? Being a child of God. So you might as well go ahead and give God a praise right there. Give him a thank you right there because he done been so good, not only to you, but to all of us, our brothers and sisters, and international as well. The same God that we serve here is the same God is over there, and it's the same God throughout our human creation. Amen. And we just thank him and we bless him up. We bless him and we lift his holy name. Amen. And God, we thank you. We give you the glory. And if we woke up this morning without a knowledge, my God, how good you are, how good your blessing you're being, without a knowledge in you, God, we'll just ask you to forgive us because we want to acknowledge you first, not our problems. We want to acknowledge you first, not our issues. We want to acknowledge you first, not our wants and not our lacks. Amen. We want to acknowledge you first, God. And we thank you because we know when we lift up the name, it's overpower every circumstance. It's overpower every issue. It is a way maker. It is a provider. It is a healer. It is what it is. Amen. And we give God the glory. Somebody go ahead and just take a few minutes and give him the glory, for he is worthy, my God Almighty. He is worthy to be praised. And he's worthy to be praised. He is very worthy to be praised. Amen. My God Almighty. When I think of the goodness, I know many people use that as a cliche, but I know that many of you don't walk in 2018. You don't use that as no cliche no more. That is your, that is reality. When you think of the goodness of the Lord, that is reality. That ain't no cliche. That ain't trying to hype somebody up. They ain't trying to get somebody to move. That is a testimony all by itself. When you think of the goodness, my God, of the Lord, and all that he's done for you, that ain't no cliche right there. Because many of us, we should have been homeless, but now we got a place to stay. Y'all gotta hear me. We should have been this, but God done paid our way. We should have been kicked out, but God done kept us. I should have been jobless, but God done been a provider. Y'all gotta hear me. Like all that he done for us, I should have lost my mind, but I still got my mind. I should have walked away, but now he done made me a preacher. Y'all gotta hear me. All that done for you. Your soul can't do nothing but give God a glory. You can't do nothing but give God a thank you. He don't kept you. He don't kept your sibling. He don't kept your children. He don't kept a head of protection around you. So therefore, I can't do nothing but say thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
We are forever in debt to you. We are forever owing you. Amen. That's why we got to worship you. I worship alone. If we worship all year, my God, 24 hours, 7 days a week, is still not enough to pay that debt. Amen. So we thank you, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
my God,
Lord.
Y'all better stop me.
Hallelujah.
I feel a preacher man right
here.
Lord.
And hallelujah.
Give God the glory
thank
and
you,
give
Lord.
Him the praise because his praise is endure
hallelujah.
Forever.
Yes,
in heaven,
Lord.
In heaven. In heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. His praise
Lord,
is endure forever. In heaven.
Yes.
In heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God
hallelujah.
We serve.
Oh,
what
yes,
a mighty
Lord.
God we
yes,
serve.
Lord.
Thank you, sir,
yes,
almighty
Lord.
God. And until
yes,
you tap
Lord.
In, you won't never
yes.
know how mighty he is. Until you tap
God.
In, you won't never know how he's a healer. until you tap in, you will never know how he's a deliverer, how he's a way maker. Until you tap in, you will never know how good it is. I'm telling you right now, if you haven't sold out, my God, make it 2019, my God, January the 1st, that's the first day, my God, of the year that I'm finna sell out for the Lord thy God. I sold out, you sold out for everything else. You sold out and tried things. You know that didn't work out. You sold out and tried self. You know self didn't work out. You sold out and tried to sell. You sold out and you tried your job. You tried your employment. You know that didn't work out. You sold out and try to sell, my God, sell out and try to get people to give you this and give you that. You know that didn't work out. So in other words, you tried everything else. My God, I heard the songwriter say, why don't you try Jesus? I heard that he is all right. For I don't find him, and I found out he is all right. Have you tried Jesus?
Yes.
My God Almighty.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he's all right.
Yes.
Have you tried
Jesus?
Oh, yes, he's all right.
Yes.
I've tried him, and I found out he is all right. Is there anybody this morning done tried Jesus? Is anybody this morning done tried Jesus? Have you tried Jesus? My God, my God, and I found out he is all right. I think that songwriter knew what he was talking about. I think that songwriter was on to something. I think that songwriter was trying to give us a message. Because have you tried Jesus? You tried everything else, but try Jesus. Because I found out he's all right. My God Almighty.
Yes,
Lord. He is all right. My God, he is all right. Have you tried him? I know that he is all right. He's a fixer. He's a way maker. Because I don't try him. And I found out he is all right. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. I can't speak for any other religion. I can't speak for my God Almighty any other religion. But all I can do is speak for where I'm at right now. Because I tried him and I found out he is all right. My God Almighty. I can't speak for nothing else. I can't speak for Buddha. My God, I can't speak for Buddhism. I can't speak for my God Muhammad. I can't speak for anybody else. But all I can speak for, I don't try him, and I found out he is all right. When, my God, when you have a life experience, nobody can take that away from you. When you have a life encounter, nobody cannot take that away from you. And I challenge each and every one of you, have your own experience. That way you don't get caught up in talk. You get, my God, you don't get caught up in the gift of talking. Amen.
Amen.
You got caught up in what God done did. Nobody can take the experience away from me. Nobody can tell me this and tell me that, because I don't have my own experience. I have my own personal encounter. And some of you, that's what you're missing. You're missing your own personal experience. You're missing your own personal encounter. And that way, when a naysayer come, you won't be moved side to side. Nobody can make you dip and die because you don't have your own personal experience. They can say what they want to say about the Lord, but I don't have my own personal experience. I found out it is real. He is real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. The spirit realm is real. I don't have. See, when you have your own personal experience, you can say, my God, nobody cannot take that away from you. And some of you just need your personal encounter. You need a personal experience with the Lord Almighty, and you'll find out he is real. Everything what they said about him is real. This Christianity faith is not no fake. It's not no gimmick. We cannot help that folks that try to represent it is not ready. They shall not. They shouldn't be out there in the first place. Y'all better hear me. They out there for the hustle. They out there for money. They out there for gimmick. But at the end of the day, baby, that's just an attack of the enemy, because he don't want you to come into the truth. I found out it is real.
Yes,
have you tried him?
Yes,
if you never tried him, you won't know he's real. If you never tried him, you won't never know. Y'all better hear me this morning. You better believe that folks got something to say about your Lord. They got something to say about your belief. It's because they never tried him. It's because they never tried him. It's because they never had their own encounter, their own experience. Because when you don't try, many of us on this line this morning, we not on this line trying to get our ears scratched. We ain't getting up in the morning. only try to get our feelings tickled.
Wow.
We up because we don't have experience, and we want to get more into God.
Yes.
We want to
yes.
know more about
yes.
God. We done tried him, and we found out
yes.
he's all right.
Yes, he
yes,
is.
He
is. Yes, he is. Oh,
my
yes,
God,
he is.
I feel my grandfather's spirit.
Yes,
I feel the old God. I feel the old
yes,
soul this morning.
Lord.
I feel the old preacher man right there. My
yes,
God,
Lord.
I feel my grandfather's
yes,
spirit. I done tried him, and I found out. He, my God, I feel my old grandmother right there. I feel her right now about to hear me. My
yes,
God, the
Lord.
Old souls, they ain't faithful for no reason. They faithful because they don't have an experience. They don't have an account.
Yes.
They might not talk
Amen.
To you about
yes.
it, but I'm telling you
yes,
right now,
Jesus.
They just don't cry for a reason.
God.
They just don't break
Jesus.
Out and say, oh, glory, for no reason. They don't try to, and they found out
yes.
he's my God
yes,
almighty. Some of you need to tap back into your mama name.
Hallelujah.
You need to tap back into your
yes,
mother name
right.
spirit. And
yes,
you need to try
yes.
and find out he's all right.
Yes,
I feel him.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. That's what's wrong with some
yes,
of
Lord.
That's why it's
yes.
easy for some of you to backside. That's
yes.
why it's easy for some of you to do good 1 minute, and the next minute you're going back out there and the world, you ain't have no encounter yet. God, my God, God need to make you a believer. You're a believer by
yes.
what the words of somebody say. You're a believer of what somebody done spoke out of their mouth,
yes.
but you're not a believer
Jesus.
By experience. And it's my God, y'all about to hear me this morning.
Amen.
It's a spirit that you need to become a believer. Many people, my God, y'all about to hear me this morning. Many of us, we become believers about what somebody say. We become believers about what somebody tell you, but you never
oh
had
God.
Experience. What's going to happen? You're not going to be a believer for long. But when you have the experience, and when you become
yes.
a believer because of the experience, because of the journey, when you needed somebody to show up, he showed up. Y'all better hear me. When
yes,
you
need indeed.
Way,
Amen.
He made your way.
Yes.
When you need God to step in, he came and visited you. When you need somebody
yes.
to give you a word of encouragement, he released an
Amen.
Angel on your behalf. My God
yes.
Almighty,
hey,
you need experience
God.
From God. And if
Ooh,
anybody
Jesus.
On this line, you trying to win your
oh.
siblings,
oh.
you trying to talk to family members,
yes.
I tell you what, you begin to have a prayer, and you put in your prayer, my God, for they can
Amen.
Have an experience with God. And when they have an experience with God, baby, you don't have to pray for salvation no more. Because once they
Amen.
Come in contact with the Father, y'all better hear
yes.
me.
Hey, glory
they
to
will
God.
Never be
yes.
the same. I feel the Holy
Amen.
Ghost. They won't
hey,
never be the same.
God.
You won't
hey.
Never be the same. Some of you praying for full salvation before this year is out. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to help you. My God, I might pray for them to have an experience and to have an encounter with the Father. Pray for them to get
Amen.
In contact. With, because when they make contact, y'all about to hear me, and when heaven make contact with them, they make
yes.
contact with heaven, they will never be the same. You don't have to worry about salvation. They're going to run to salvation. You don't have to worry about change. It's automatic going to happen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Have you tried
God.
Jesus?
We'll say.
Have mm-hmm. you tried mm-hmm. Jesus?
Jesus,
I don't
Jesus.
Try him. And
he's
all right.
All right.
He's
yes,
all right.
He is. Yes. Yes.
Now, y'all about
yes.
to hear, my God, that's a song of experience. That's a song that nobody ain't sat down and talked to me. Nobody ain't had to read the Bible to me. I didn't have to listen on cassette. I ain't had to go to Sunday morning church. I didn't have to go to the next crusade or the next revival. My God, I just sat in my living room or sat in my bed. Have you tried Jesus? My God Almighty, my God, that's a place of experience. That's an answer that comes from experience. Y'all about to hear, I don't try him, and he's all right. And I know that
Amen.
Many of you have as well. You don't try him. And he is all right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's ours in the time when we are in our lowest time of our life. Guess what? It's our experience that we had with God. It's our encounter
yes.
that we had
Amen.
With the heavens. My God, y'all about to hear me. We might not talk about it. Pastor might not talk about the experience months. It's a count of months, but it's the experience that got me faithful. It's the count of that I have got me favor. I don't hear so many sermons. Don't preach. My God, so many people don't preach in my time coming up. Don't preach so many sermons to me and all that. That didn't keep me, my God. But once I came in a count of with the master, once I had an encounter with the Father, oh, my God, shit about she, I'm done about boy, she can't be. Man, I don't know. Once I had a encounter with the Father, once I had a encounter with the, y'all about to hear me.
Amen.
I understand how Moses felt once he had a encounter with the Master. Amen. My God almighty, it's a life-changing moment.
Yes, it is.
You will
yes,
never go
is.
Back to be the same.
Hey,
I pray this year that many of you that always go forward, then you back up. You begin to have an encounter with the Master.
Yes.
Because
Lord.
When you have an encounter with the Father, it's a life changing moment. You
yes,
can never
is.
Go backwards. You can never go back to what you was used to.
Amen.
You can never go back to the things that you once by God. You got so many people because they not able to be delivered, they don't want to be delivered because they haven't had an encounter with the Father. They're going through the emotion. Because when you have an encounter with the Father, you don't play church. You don't
Amen.
Play games with the spiritual realm. You don't play God, you don't play games with your salvation. You about to hear me up in here. You don't play games, my God Almighty, because why? You know it's real. You know
yes,
it's
Lord.
Real.
Yes,
it ain't
is.
Because
yes,
what somebody said. It ain't because the pastor don't preach it on Sunday morning. It ain't because the mother keep telling you and feeding you. It's because you had your own encounter.
Amen.
You had your own experience.
Yes, Lord, amen.
He revealed a piece to him, a piece of himself to you as he revealed it unto Moses. You need your own encounter of the heavens. And when you have your encounter, nobody don't have to tell you to sell out. Nobody don't have to tell you none of these things. Many
Amen.
Of us, we're not having encounters. We're having vain imaginations. That's why we can see some things in one moment, and after we see some things, and we say the Lord showed us this, and we go back slipping and sliding. No, baby, you having an imagination. That's something in your dreams. Y'all about to hear me. Because once you go back, once you have an encounter with the Father, you can't go back slipping and sliding. Once you have, when God brings you into a vision,
wow.
when God show you things, and the heaven, my God, they'll make contact with you, ain't nowhere in the world
yes.
you can go back and do what you used to do. And ain't nowhere in the
Amen.
World you can go back sliding.
Yo,
ain't nowhere
Amen.
In the world you can go back hooking and dipping in and flipping. Amen. Some of your preachers, you need a encounter with the Lord. Don't preach about it. You need to go and have an experience with the Father. That's why many of you hooking and dipping and slipping and sliding, amen, because you need an encounter
amen.
With the Father. You haven't had an encounter. You had an encounter with man. And the Bible says man will deceive you.
Jesus.
You had an encounter with man, but you haven't had an encounter with the Father.
Amen.
I pray, my God, my God, my God. I pray that many of you will have an encounter with the Father.
Amen.
You'll have an encounter with God. That way your life will never be the same. Some of you say, Pastor, I don't understand. One minute I'm doing good, and next minute I'm going back. Baby, you need an encounter. You need an encounter. Because I know
God.
Once you have an encounter with God, it's a life-changing moment. It's a, my
yes,
God body. When I had an encounter with the Father, I was out of it, my God, for at least about 7 days. I was out of it. I couldn't see, my God. I couldn't do nothing but stay home most of the time. I was gone. I was out of it. Because when I had an encounter with him, it was a life-changing moment. And I didn't know what was going on at the time. All I know, my God almighty, that it was a presence over me that I couldn't shake it. I couldn't take a bath to get it off. Y'all about to hear me. I understand what the mothers and the fathers are all talking about. And guess what? That same God was then is the same God now. You ain't going to be able to shake it. You can't take a bath to get it on. My God, all desire, all lustful thoughts, it will leave you. I don't know who this for this morning. But your problem is, it's not because you're not getting the word. It's not because the word is not coming to you. It's not because of your prayer life. It's not because you don't fast. You're missing that one piece. You need an encounter with the Master. You need an encounter with him. And once you make contact, you will never be the same. Your desires will lose because you'll always have that image. You'll always have that counter right there before you. That encounter will never leave you. That experience will never leave you.
Amen.
I challenge you all. I challenge you to have an encounter with the Lord. That's what happened to the body of Christ. That's why you got the body of Christ is so much under attack, because it's under attack by people that never had an encounter with him. If you could have an encounter with God, then you come back and say it's not real what you think it is, then I could believe you. But if you never had an encounter with the God, I'm sorry, I can't believe you. Don't let people shake your faith.
Amen.
Because they never had an encounter with God. Don't let family members shake your faith because they never
Amen.
Had an encounter with God. They need to have an encounter with God. That's the problem. And the problem is, especially with some of your leaders, your pastors, your apostles, your bishops, you got an office without having an encounter. Y'all better hear me. You
Amen.
Got a position without having an experience. Every man in the Bible that God uses, they had an encounter with God personally between him and God. And they had life-changing moments between them and God. They had time to be playing all these games. They
Amen.
Had time to play these things. Because why?
All.
They had an encounter with the Father.
Yeah.
They had an encounter with the Father. I want you all to come and do something for me, my God, this week. You know loved ones that need prayer. You know loved ones that need salvation. Some of us, some of you, even yourself. I pray that this week you will begin to pray and ask God to have an encounter with these individuals. If you have not had an encounter with the Father, many times people in church, we offer you to come to the altar to for you to be saved, salvation. But I truly believe that salvation is open confession. But I truly believe permanent, watch this, permanent salvation is an encounter with the Father. Y'all better hear me. So many of us receive him as our personal Savior by words from one man to the next man. But we never had an encounter with the Father. So we leave and going back and doing what we normally do. We're going back and begin to come in our minds that it's really not for real. It's not real. Ain't nothing happened to me. It's not for real. But that moment that when you had an encounter with the Father, that's the moment that nobody can take away. That's the moment that it ain't about what anybody got to say. They can't take it away from you.
Amen.
Because you don't have your encounter with the Lord
yeah.
Almighty.
Yeah.
This day, I believe, because of the Holy Ghost revealing, before this year out, many of you are going to have an encounter with the Father.
Amen.
You're going to have an experience with him. You're going to experience a piece of heaven. That no matter what somebody say, it ain't going to be able to shake your belief. It ain't going to be able to shake you. Amen?
Amen.
My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel
Amen.
The Holy Ghost right there. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Father, as an apostle, as a servant, as a leader, not into this part of the body of Christ, but in the kingdom, because your son represents the kingdom, and the kingdom employed the body. As a servant of you, individuals that have not had an encounter with you, individuals have not had their own personal experience with you, Father, this is the business of the kingdom. And every now and then, the people need the owner to show up. Father, I pray this morning that you will have your own personal encounter with your people.
Yes.
You will reveal to your people a piece of heaven, a piece of the kingdom that will overtrump what men don't have to say about it because they have their own personal experience. Father, I pray that you will grant this request because your son don't have no irie motives. He don't have no wrong direction, the reason why he's giving you this petition. He have one request and one motive of all, that this coming year is going to be the greatest turnout of saints of God being sold out before you. People that is in other religion going to be converted because of the encounter that they have with you. Atheists going to begin to believe because of the encounter with you. I pray that this coming season will be the biggest revealing of the peace of the kingdom of who God is really are. God, I thank you that you've been revealing yourself through man, but it's so unfortunately that man got a bad reputation. The Bible even says, don't let the good that you do be evil spoken of. But God, we have men done had the gospel to be even spoken of. And I truly believe it brings sadness to the kingdom. And it brings the kingdom to weep. But Father, as an ambassador unto you, as my experience, all it takes is an encounter with you. An encounter with you will bring in truth. Accounting with you will bring in permanent change, not temporary, but permanent. Accounting with you will not have an individual believe in one moment and believe in not the next moment, and the enemy is messing with their beliefs that this is not real, and influence them with other doctrine and other religion. Accounting with you. I know you're not a God to force your spirit on anyone. But God, I ask you, as the ones that ask for encounter with you, that you waste not no time to reveal peace of the heaven. I ask this request and this petition in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Saints of God, God is good, and his mercy endure forever. And we bless his holy name. I pray, because God got great things for 2019. Some of you done been on this roller coaster with your religion, with your faith, with your belief. You're up and down, you're up and down. Because it's hard for you to embrace things what men say. It's unfortunately that leaders and people of the gospel that confess to be sold out and confess to be leaders, that they showing you all these other sides. They showing you things that is not of God, but yet they confess of God. I know that it's a personal struggle with yourself to have a embracing, because if a thought will come in your mind, you mean to tell me that God is this type of God, but he allowed these people to do this? Well, I want to knock something out and take it out of your context. God do not allow. That's people's choice. And behind the scene, regardless if you see it or don't see it, and many of you do not see it. Many people that play these games, they suffering. They are struggling. They are struggling. But I want you to give the gospel a chance one more time. But this time, I want to remove man out of the picture. Even this man right here talking to each and every one of you, I want to remove this man also out of the picture. And I want you to begin to experience the man. That's God himself. That's the heavens itself. Because it's time for many of you to understand that this is for real. So many of us believe in hell more than we believe in heaven. We believe in more in the angels and demons. You know, the third of the angels that is very demonic, and Satan, more than we believe in the angels. Pastor, how can you say that? Because we speak the demons in the Satan name more than we call upon the angels of the Lord. More upon we call on the Lord our Savior. We recognize things that is not of God quicker than we recognize things that is are. You need a counter with the heavens. Some of you, you probably had that counter years before when you was young, when you was a child. But as you begin to grow and progress in life, things begin to change. You need a refreshing. You need to be reminded that he is real. It's heaven. Heaven is real. God is real. Regardless of what the context or how much we can find that the Bible or this book is contradicting or what it's saying or what theology we try to bring, it will never erase your encounter. It will never erase what you experience. And I truly believe this day you're going to have an encounter sooner or later with the Master. And that way, you will not be backsliding. You'll be delivered from alcohol. You'll be delivered from drugs. You'll be delivered from the things that is not of God. You don't have to struggle with it no more. You just need a counter. I was walking down the road years ago, and I used to start to pick up a habit to smoke these cigars, Black and Miles. And I was very young in a spiritual walk. I was very young in my faith. I think I was probably about 17 years old or 18 years old. I started having all these experiences, these encounters, and I kept hearing the voice telling me it wanted me to preach the gospel, preach my word. One thing I never believed, especially that's why I embrace so many people that comes from the streets. They don't got time to play games, and they don't got time to be fake. They don't got time to be phony. And I had a cigar, and I was walking down the road. I will never forget, it's in Fort Pierce, Florida, and the street is 15th Street. It's over there, it's off of 15th Street. I was walking down 15th Street. I had the cigar in my hand. And I was developing a couple of habits. And I said, God, if you want me to serve you faithfully to the fullness, because I ain't finna get out there and be faking with people, take this away from me. That night when I went to sleep, I had an encounter with God. When I woke up, I never had a taste in my mouth. I never had a desire to touch it, to bring it in, because of that encounter. I didn't have nobody to lay hands on me and say, this spirit, come out of you. Demon, loose him. All I had was an encounter. And when I had an encounter, my life never been the same. It never been the same. Many of you, you need an encounter. And once you have your encounter, your life is never going to be the same. I thank you this morning because I could feel all your attention in the spirit realm. My God, my international brothers and sisters, my international sons and daughters, you too need your own personal encounter. You too need to meet the Father. And I truly believe God is revealing because he wants you to ask so he can come on in. Amen. Amen. Listen, we're going to bring our deacon to let Joe tomorrow as the Holy Ghost lead us to share his words. Amen. I know he's be ready, and we don't want him not to miss what God is saying. But I want to leave you on this note. If you want a life change, a deliverance moment, you don't have to wait the Sunday service for a deliverance anointing to hit your leader or your pastor and tell it to come out. You don't have to wait. You can get your change right now. Just ask for to have an experience with the Master. God bless you all. We love you, ADM. We thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you.